Well, this is it, the final push for Turkey Drive 2018. All week we've been introducing you to people who donate either through their time or their monetary donations. Joining me now is a longtime donor to Turkey Drive. Steve Connors is with Brownlee LLP. Good afternoon.
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being here.
Pleasure to be here.
So tell me a bit about this long-standing relationship with Turkey Drive and the food bank.
It goes back far than I actually can recall now. I think it's been in excess of 15 years we've been involved, and it just started with rather modest goals, and it's grown and grown, and now it's sort of an annual staple of our charitable givings at Brownlee, and it's something that we look forward to and happy to be here today to try to help out.
And why is it that Brownlee wants to support the food bank in such a way?
Well, I think we have a number of different charities, and we have a significant United Way campaign, and then right on the heels of that is the food bank campaign or the Turkey Drive. And it's in our, you know, we're, I think, quite fortunate in at Brownlee to enjoy life and to perhaps things have things that others do not and not so fortunate to have. So because of that, we as a group, and I can say that to essentially everyone in the firm, wishes to get involved in this donation, and they do. And they're asking me about it when they need to start bringing me the money before I even have to send out any email to seek the donations.
That's awesome. Do you have any events around it, or is it really just everyone kind of knows this is the time of year and this is the time to give?
Yeah, once December hits, people know that it's coming, and I send out an email in probably the first week of December, and the donations start rolling in, and they continue, and they continued up until just this afternoon.
I'm sure you've heard over the years what your donation means to the food bank. Can you tell me about some of the response that you've had being a longtime donor like this?
Well, actually, the response, I mean, a lot of it is just a feeling of trying to contribute and try to assist. You know, CBC does an amazing job doing this for so long, and hearing the other people coming in and all the different ways people raise money. Ours is a little more modest in how we do it, but it's very interesting to see how people do it, and I think it's heartwarming to see that, especially this time of year, and especially when, you know, things are not so positive in our economy in Alberta, which was quite evident from what we saw yesterday with the protests that were going on in and around our city.
Exactly, that convoy, certainly. A lot of people hurting at this time of year. We've been hearing from the food bank that the need has grown and grown and grown, and that often the people who are accessing the food bank now are people who used to be donors either months before or years before. So what is it like hearing that the switch is just, you know, it can happen in a day?
Yeah, exactly. It really can. And I think we all have to be mindful of that and not take things for granted in our lives, not take our families for granted either, and just appreciate what we have. And when we have an opportunity to give back, let's do that, because one day we may be in need. So let's make sure we're mindful of those things.
Okay. So do you have an announcement for us today, Steve?
I do. So we have actually, this is our highest total we've ever reached. We have a cash equivalent of 458 turkeys, which is $11,450.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's our donation for this year. And, of course, we'll be back next year, hopefully beating that record. That's our goal each year, is to try to do slightly better than what we did the year before. And so we're happy that we did that this year.
That is just incredible. We were doing, well, Rod was doing the math for us earlier.
Fantastic.
Yeah, if 1,600 people donate $25.
That's
now
40,000 we're short. So
exactly.
That's fantastic.
You've put us up over $11,000, and this was just your staff coming together.
That's right.
It's just incredible.
Well, we're happy to do it, and as I say, we'll be continuing to do it as long as you guys are running this food drive.
Well, we can't say thank you enough. And Brownlee LLP, you are heroes of ours and of Edmontonians who use the food bank every day. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Steve. Thank you.
Yes, Steve Connors with Brownlee LLP with over $11,000, over 450 turkeys for the Turkey Drive.